standard thermometer just, it passively reflects reality. Like, 72 degrees is just 72 degrees.
Right, exactly.
But imagine if people started betting, like, billions of dollars on what the temperature will be, and those massive financial stakes actually started influencing what people believed about the weather outside.
That would be wild.
It would be. And, well, welcome to today's deep dive. We are looking at the staggering rise of prediction markets, specifically Polymarket.
Yeah, it's a huge topic right now.
It really is. So we've got a stack of financial analyses, investigative reports from the Wall Street Journal and SuccessNSS, and some really interesting founder interviews. Our mission today is to help you understand how these platforms actually work. You know, the dark reality behind their explosive growth and the fierce regulatory war they've triggered.
So let's start with the sheer scale here because, I mean, it's massive. Polymarket hit $22 billion in volume in 2025.
Wait, 22 billion?
Yeah, 22 billion and reaching a $9 billion valuation. They even have backing from ICE, you know, the parent company of the New York Stock Exchange.
Oh, wow.
Right. And the founder, Shane Copeland, he pitches this not as a casino, but as an information product.
An information product.
Yeah, the idea is that forcing people to put their money where their mouth is, well, it cuts through bias. It supposedly finds the truth better than traditional polling.
Okay, so it functions like a massive multiplayer thermometer for reality.
Yeah.
But, I mean, when I look at the financial data from the blockchain, I'm not really seeing everyday users crowdsourcing the truth.
No, definitely not.
The numbers show the top 0.04% of traders extract over 70% of all realized profits.
Yeah.
Meaning, like, 70% of retail users are operating at a net loss.
Yeah.
This doesn't exactly look like a democracy of ideas.
It's really not. What you're seeing is, oh, it's a ruthless game of information arbitrage.
Information arbitrage.
Exactly. Those top-tier traders aren't just guessing. They are deploying, like, sophisticated API bots that scrape news feeds.
So they just automate it.
Yeah, they execute trades milliseconds before a regular user can even open the app on their phone. The truth is just a byproduct of highly capitalized players beating retail users to the punch.
Which, creates a massive structural problem. Because if the platform's top tier is constantly siphoning money out, the system desperately needs fresh retail money to act as liquidity.
Right.
Is that why they resorted to paying influencers for those staged videos?
Precisely. To feed that ecosystem, you need constant viral growth. The Wall Street Journal actually uncovered that Polymarket was paying influencers like $2,000 to $3,000 a month to post staged winning bets.
That is insane.
And they actually set up duplicate dummy websites
Yeah.
using slightly misspelled URLs like poiymarket.com.
Yeah.
So influencers could trade with fake money and pretend they were winning huge.
The scale of this is just wild. I mean, they fabricated a $100,000 win based on whether Donald Trump would save McDonald's.
Yeah, that was a big one.
And just to pause here, regardless of your politics, we are not taking any sides here, just reporting the source material. But the sheer mechanics of that marketing campaign are staggering. It netted 140 million views.
It completely leverages social proof.
Right.
If you're scrolling and see someone making a fortune on a meme, human nature dictates you want in on the action.
Exactly. But how does a company preaching blockchain transparency justify completely manufacturing their own credibility to you, the user?
Well, they took a massive gamble for user acquisition. And the riskiest part wasn't even just the fake websites. This campaign intentionally targeted audiences in the United States.
Wait, but aren't they banned there?
Yeah, that's a huge problem because Polymarket has been legally barred from serving U.S. users since a 2022 settlement with the CFTC, the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, which regulates federal derivatives markets.
So targeting the exact demographic you are legally forbidden from touching seems like a great way to invite a federal crackdown.
Oh, absolutely.
Which perfectly explains the more than 20 federal lawsuits currently flying around. You have U.S. states arguing these platforms are just unregulated, offshore sports books dodging consumer protections.
But the platforms, and ironically, the CFTC itself, argue these are legitimate financial derivative markets.
It's a crazy clash over definitions.
Totally. If you classify betting on an election or a pop culture event as a financial derivative, it falls under the CFTC's jurisdiction, much like, a pork belly future or an interest rate swap. But the states just see it as straight gambling.
But, okay, if we legitimize betting on a YouTube video as a financial market, doesn't that inherently legalize insider trading?
Yes.
Like if a market asks what happens in the next Mr. Beast video, his editors and friends hold material non-public information. On Wall Street, trading on that gets you arrested. Here, it seems like a feature.
And that is the exact compliance nightmare regulators are pointing to. Like, an employee of Mr. Beast was actually recently caught and fined for doing exactly that.
Wait, really?
Yeah, trading on internal knowledge of upcoming video content with near-perfect success. When the underlying asset is a tightly controlled piece of pop culture, the line between an informed Wall Street investment and a rigged casino wager, well, it completely vanishes.
So, to sum it up, prediction markets are giving us fascinating real-time data signals that can genuinely cut through media noise. But they are operating in this gray area, riddled with rigged marketing, structural disadvantages for everyday users, and massive legal loopholes.
It is a true Wild West environment right now, where the promised transparency of blockchain technology is currently clashing with very old-school financial traps.
Which leaves you with something to really consider. As we speed toward a future where virtually every real-world event, from elections to pop culture, can be wagered on as a tradable asset, does this hyper-financialization actually make society better informed?
Or does turning reality into a speculative market just commoditize the human experience?
Exactly. Something to think about. Until next time, keep digging.